Episode 601, Confessions of a Concerned Mama, Acceptance Matters.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? What's been up? What have you been doing? Come on, I know you've been up to something. No good, I'm assuming. Oh, of course you're doing good. You are impacting the world. I can tell by that smile on your face. I'm so excited that you're here. It's Confession Day. Are you ready for confessions? Oh, yes. We're talking about acceptance matters, and it's going to be a good discussion. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. We are delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more about what we do here, also about working with me, and most importantly, sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. It keeps your life, yes, simplified, allowing you to pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. Now, with all of that, we have to jump in because we could be talking here a long time. Confession Day is a fun day for me. It's a day where I just kind of let it all hang out. As a mom, being raw with you is, I think, really important. We get to hear each other's heart. And, you know, you may not agree with me, and that is okay. But I think this is a great time for us to bring up heavier discussions, ones that we really don't talk about. That's really ultimately my goal here. And so we're talking about acceptance matters. And as a concerned mama, we've got school that has started. We've been in it now for a week and a half. Now, some of you may not be there yet. Maybe you start school after Labor Day. I know some have already started school almost a month ago. Wherever you are in your school adventures, you could be homeschooling already and say, we haven't stopped schooling. You need to listen up. Because acceptance is something that we all desire within our lives. Fitting in. We want to be liked. It becomes a priority. Acceptance is to regard favorably or with approval. We want to feel accepted. Everyone wants to fit in. They want to be a part of that tribe, that community, the in crowd. You want to be a part of the club. Whatever the newest and biggest thing is, you don't want to be left out. You want to feel accepted. Robert Frost says this, love is an irresistible desire to be irresistibly desired. We are emotional beings. We want to be accepted. We want to feel loved. Acceptance matters. We want to know and feel that we belong. And when the kids go off to school, that is one thing they want. And the older they get, the more acceptance they need. Think about it. The older you get, don't you want your husband to love you even more than what he did the first day he met you? I'm certainly thinking that your answer to that is yes, because you want that love to grow. You want to have a better connection, a deeper connection than when you first met or first started dating. I mean, think back to it. So the older we get, the acceptance grows deeper. And we want it even more. That desire is that, hey, yeah, I need this. I was at an awards academic night for my daughter here last night, and it was interesting because I got to see just how the adults were interacting with kids of all ages and then how adults were interacting with adults, and just allowed me kind of to step back. And I noticed with high schoolers, especially, this awards night was for sophomore, junior, and seniors in high school. And as they were sitting there kind of communicating with each other, you could tell the ones that kind of put up with the other kids, if you know what I mean. And then there were those that were truly, I accept you for who you are and what you stand for. No judgment. Our children have this desire within them that they want to be accepted. And moms, they don't just want to be accepted by their friends. They don't want to have that school tribe on their side. but they want you more importantly. Your acceptance matters to them. They'll never tell you that, though. They'll never come up to you and say, "Mom, I just need you to love me more." They won't. They're not going to sit there and say, "Why don't you hang out more with me?" Number one, they may not even understand how to express that. But as your children gain in age, they also gain in needing more acceptance. Look at it from a female perspective. You want it from your husband, right? You want to grow a deeper relationship with your husband. You want to grow a deeper acceptance in your job and what you're doing in the workplace. You want to have that rapport, so to speak, with, you know, your friends that are around you. Maybe you volunteer for an organization. Acceptance matters. It's something that we all desire. And if you think about it, it's another term for love. However, sometimes we, as a mom, we're not giving our children what they truly need. And that's concerning. I see sometimes that the kids give it more to each other than the parents give to their children. And that's heartbreaking. I think that's a benefit of me homeschooling my children. I was able to get to know them at a very young age and learn them truly from the inside out, to watch their little things that they do. And as they grew up and how they made decisions and the words that they would use and how sentences were formed from them and the actions that they would take and the decisions that were made, I could see all of it. Now, for those who don't have the opportunity to homeschool, it's a little tougher because you're not with them that much. So like when I sent my children off to a traditional school, whether it was private school or in public school setting, I began to miss that area. I didn't get to see it as much. I found myself having to pay more attention to our personal interactions because our time was limited. Yet, moms, we don't sit around and think about this. We don't have these discussions with our girlfriends saying, "Well, so how are you really interacting with your children? How's your relationship?" No, sometimes instead we just talk whatever we want to talk about, whatever may be in vogue. Or maybe we're, you know, spouting off as to, you know, what hubby and you just disagreed about instead. And, you know, you're whatever's going on. And it's really not meaningful conversation. Now, this may strike a chord with some of you. Some of you, you may be saying, "Christiane, you're way off course." Wherever you are in that situation, one thing, the one thing I want you to take away from this is acceptance matters to your child. And that acceptance comes from you. That's what they long for. Your little emotional beings that you created, they long for your love. Yes, they want attention from others. They want to be accepted into the tribe and the in cliques and the in crowds at school. They want to be part of that little cute, adorable dance cheerleading team. But ultimately, they want to know that mom's proud of them. That mom will always have their back. That no matter what they do, they know mom's always going to be there. Acceptance matters. Do you accept your child for who he or she is? Do you accept your husband for who he is? That's hard to even say yes to. We're human. We make mistakes. We don't always like what our kids do. We definitely always do not like what our husbands do. And it makes us uncomfortable. We don't want to talk about it. So we tend to just bury it. And then when we bury it, it's that one time that we crack. And that one time when we crack, we let it all hang out. We're mad. We're angry. We've got rage. We're yelling and screaming at the top of our lungs. Is that really helping anybody? No. Acceptance matters. So with school starting, a brand new school year, you're beginning to set new routines and new rituals, and you're creating new habits. Maybe you're trying to still, you know, get the old ones done. Like, will you still brush your teeth morning and night? Please, I've been working on this for 5 years. Do you not have it down yet? That'll still come. Trust me, I'm still training mine, and they're in college now. But understand, Mom, you matter most in this family of yours. You're the glue. And as much as Dad thinks he's got it all, he does, but it's in his own way. You're the absolute glue. You can make or break your child and their confidence when it comes to acceptance. That's a heavy load to bear. But it's one that we need to, and it's one that we need to discuss. And so that's why I wanted to bring it up. I don't want any child out there in the world to feel like they are not loved. And there are too many out there that feel that way. And not just the ones that don't have a family who need to be adopted. No, it's not them. It's probably more so the ones that do have a family that need to be loved even more. They feel lonely and not accepted. Maybe you felt that way when you were growing up as a child, feeling like, yeah, I'm kind of here, but I'm just existing. Mom and Dad, they kind of do whatever. Or maybe you came from, you know, a broken home, or you were adopted. And for a while, you really didn't know how family worked and where you fit in. And did you fit in? Acceptance matters. So how can you handle it with your child? How can you begin to build this irresistible love that they so desire that Robert Frost talks about? Well, this is how you do it. The KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Listen to the language used when speaking about friend or foe. Now, yes, we're going to break this down. This is probably one of my longer KISSes here because it deals specifically with whoever speaking, the language that's being used, whether it's your husband, whether it's your child, it could be your best friend. This can be used in any context here, okay, or any situation. So, you need to listen to the language used when speaking about a friend or foe. And I say friend or foe, you can have this happen whether or not, you know, the child's talking about, oh, my best friend did this, or it could be, oh, you won't believe what Charlie did here. I mean, can you believe it? And it could be all negative. But we have to listen intently. And we do this four ways. Number one, with words. What's being said? What is your child saying to you? What is your husband saying to you about this friend or foe? What are the words that are being spoken? Now, I'm going to give you an example, but I'm going to just break it down here first, and then we'll go into some examples. Number two, context. How is it being said? The tone of voice. Is it negative? Is it positive? Can you tell it's really irritating to your child or to your husband or to your girlfriend? Number three, situation. Where is it being said? Where is this whole thing happening? This language that's being used when you're talking about the friend or foe, where is this conversation happening? Is it at school? Is it at dance practice? Is it on the bus? Is it in the workplace? Is it at church? Where is it being said? And finally, number four, subject. What is the topic? What's the underlining topic? And it may not actually be a word that's spoken, but there's something hidden there. And that's what you're ultimately searching for. So let's give you an example. We're going to use daughter as an example. But again, it can be, you know, you can take this, whether it's your son, whether it's your husband, your girlfriend, however you want to take it. But we're going to talk about it and use it as a daughter example. So your daughter comes up to you and says, you know what, Mom? I have this girlfriend and, you know, she has her hair done a certain way. And I feel like maybe I'm trying to look like, you know, look like her a little bit. And I don't want to look like her. She's cute and all that. But, you know, I don't know. What do you think? And then she just stops talking. That's it. So number one, the words, what's being said? Well, what's being said? Well, we're talking about hair and we're talking about this other girl. Well, you're dealing with a daughter. You've got what? Comparison happening here, right? Okay, so what's being said is we're discussing hair and we don't really like how we are fitting in because maybe I'm trying to be a lookalike. So I'm taking this all into context. How is it being said? Well, it's obviously bothering her because she brought it up and she says, I feel uncomfortable. I don't like this. I don't want others to think I'm trying to be like her. Context. The situation, where is it being said? Well, this occurred at school, in the classroom. So there were other people around, other eyes watching. So not only is she uncomfortable, but now she feels like people are watching her too. And she's very aware of it, which leads to number four, the subject. Well, we kind of already led to that earlier with the words. It's comparison. She ultimately doesn't want to be compared to this other girl who is a very well-liked girl. But she doesn't want to be like that girl. She wants to stand on her own. So does she feel acceptance here? Does she feel the love? And is she getting it from her friends? Are they giving what she needs or do you need to give her what she needs? Listen to the language of the words being spoken, the context, the situation, and the subject at hand. This is so important because you see your daughter is sitting here saying, I don't feel loved and I don't feel accepted. I feel like I'm an outsider and I don't know what to do about it because everybody likes this other girl and that's fine, but I don't want to be like that other girl because I don't necessarily like who that other girl stands for. So what can you do in that situation? Well, acceptance matters. Well, the acceptance needs to come from you, Mom. That love needs to come from you. She needs to know that she's beautiful in your eyes. She needs to understand that no matter what anybody else does, there is no comparison to the daughter that stands before you. And this is something, obviously, that's bothering her. So she's going to need to be reminded of this probably more frequently than you want to think about. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to bring it up in discussion the way she just brought it up to you. It may mean making compliments to her and saying how adorable she looks, making comments on the outfit that she's wearing, saying how amazing she is and how proud you are of her. Acceptance matters. Think back to your days in school. Growing up was hard. It didn't matter how old you were. It didn't matter if you were 3 years old. I look at these little children at three that are sitting here beginning these competitions in life, whether it's dance, whether it's sports. We're starting them out so young. But this is the beginning of it all. And when life happens, meaning that maybe you have a relationship that didn't make it. Your relationship ended up in divorce, and so now you have a blended family. That brings in other things. Acceptance matters. And I know it's not one that we want to talk about. It's not easy answers, but it's one we need to talk about. And if you're stumbling or struggling with this, I want to be here to help you. Whether you want to communicate with me via email or you want to have a strategy session with me, you just want to kind of talk it out where, you know, I'm emotionally, personally detached from everything except for my love for you. So I want to help you. But otherwise, I don't know the whole situation. So we can look at it from a different perspective. And that does help. I'm here for you. But you have to reach out. Click on the link. Click on breakthrough. Enter your name and your email, and that will begin the conversation. We can set up a time. It's free. It's my gift to you. Truly, it is. I know some of you might be thinking, oh, there's always a catch. No, there's not. Come on, we're sitting here at episode 601. Have you noticed up to this point, we don't even have sponsors on this show. You just get to hear my voice and wonderful Mandisa singing. And once in a while, we add in a few other singers. It's because I want to serve you and I want to help you in your life's journey. I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. I don't want you struggling. And no, I don't have all the answers. But what I do know is that we're better together. So maybe you want help, a one-on-one, then let's do a strategy session together. Maybe you're like, okay, I don't need that, but I want support from a group of women. Then come on into our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/The Women of Impact. We've got some great, amazing ladies in there. Come be a part of it. You can invite your friends if you would like. You don't have to come in alone. Remember, acceptance matters. You too want to be accepted. It sometimes makes us uncomfortable, makes us uneasy. We don't like talking about this stuff because we feel like, oh, maybe I'm back in high school. Some of our friends are still living in high school. You know the friends I'm talking about. Where they sit there and they're still in their comparison. And they're still like, I got to look a certain way. I got to dress a certain way. I got to be a certain way. And then we have those that they did grow up. And they desire greatness in their life. That's you. You are a woman of impact. You are a mom on a mission. You're incredible. You're raising up children. You're the CEO of your family. Pat yourself on the back. Life isn't easy, but you're doing an awesome job at it. Take it one step at a time. Understand that God loves you for who you are and who He created you to be. He's not expecting you to be any more or any less. He wants you to be you. He wants you to be present in your life and to be absolutely incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.